The clock is ticking loudly for programs hit by Governor Gretchen Whitmer's budget cuts. The GOP-controlled legislature and the Democratic governor are in a showdown over the executive power she exerted in making nearly $1 billion in funding cuts to a wide variety of programs. And the State House and Senate will soon leave on their November hunting break, and they won't be back in Lansing till December 3rd. So just a few days remain to get funding restored for affected programs. The Michigan Education Corps is one of the programs. Executive Director Holly Windrum is with us. Holly, your group's helped thousands of kids improve their literacy and math skills since 2012 by putting helpers into schools for one-on-one help. And you got a Governor's Service Award in September, and then what?
Well, and then a couple weeks later, we were notified that our funding in the state school aid budget had been vetoed.
Boy, so you've lost all your state funding?
Yes, all of the funding. Now, that's not all of the funding that our program uses to support the thousands of students throughout the state, but it is about 60%. So we are in a crisis state right now.
Do you have any confidence, Holly, that you will get any or all of that funding back before the House and Senate break for this for the hunting break until early December?
Well, I firmly believe that the governor, as well as our legislators, are firmly committed to supporting education and, frankly, supporting all of the programs that were vetoed in the governor's budget. And I believe that if legislators can come back to the table, I firmly believe that we will see reinstatement of those funds. I think they know how critically important education is, especially right now in light of the third grade reading bill.
Yes, and let's talk a little bit about this is the year third graders could be held back if their reading skills don't meet the standard, and now what changes might you have to make if you don't have this funding?
Well, a number of our schools utilize our K-3 reading core model as a way of supporting students who are reading below grade level and providing them with evidence-based intervention in order to close their achievement gap in reading. So it aligns perfectly with what the requirements of the third grade reading bill ask districts to do. And that's what a number of our districts partner with us in order to provide. Without this funding, we're going to have to tell our districts that we are no longer going to be able to provide services to potentially thousands of kids.
Have you been able to speak with anyone in the governor's office or even the governor herself?
We have not personally been able to speak with anyone, but we know through conversations with staff in the governor's office, as well as other legislators, that there is wide support for our program, as well as many of the other programs that were cut. I know that they know the importance, they've seen the data, they know that our interventions are evidence-based, and they know the impact we're making for kids. I know that if they can just come to the table, and if they are willing to revisit the decisions that were made in the veto, take a look at the supplemental budget, and put us back in and make sure that we get fully funded, that we can get this accomplished.
You've got Republican legislative leaders, Senate Majority Leader Shirky, House Speaker Chatfield, and they're saying, we're not changing the schedule. We've got a budget in place.
You know, and that is certainly the position right now. However, I do know that there are a lot of individuals who are going to their legislators, including Shirky and Chatfield, to say the impact of the vetoes is significant, and it's putting significant services in a crisis state throughout the state of Michigan. My ask is to advocate strongly to say, please, we know we can't change the budget that has been accepted, but there is an opportunity for supplemental funding to be able to come back and help at least fill in most of the gap.
If this funding is not restored, let's take a long-term look. What's ahead for the Michigan Education Corps and for the students you work with?
Yeah, the outlook isn't good. So we are very fortunate that we have been really good stewards, and through the support of the Hope Network organization, we are able to continue programming to our schools through the remainder of this school year. And it's going to be tight. But we really felt strongly that it was, frankly, just wrong to pull needed services from kids out of schools if we could in any way prevent that. So we're going to continue. However, this is critical timing, because right now is when schools and our program, we're starting to talk about the next program year already. And schools need to make some decisions about what they're going to have in place to kick off the next school year in order to support their students. If we don't get the funding, then schools are going to have to look elsewhere at more costly intervention services to be able to provide to their students, which they have to do. It's required by the third grade reading law. In addition to just supporting students in general who are not meeting their reading and math grade level needs. It's not about waiting until next spring or waiting until, you know, we start talking about the next budget year. Really, right now is the time that we need legislators to put us back in that supplemental budget and get that supplemental budget passed.
Holly Windrum, Executive Director of the Michigan Education Corps. Holly, thank you so much.
Thank you.